is a God of compassion. Know more about this truth in week one of our series, Who Cares?
Ang title ng series natin, Who Cares? No? So I hope you care. Okay, and anyway, for the next 2 weeks, I will be looking at ano po yung role ng simbahan at saka kung ano yung role ni Christ in relationship to the poor and what we're called to do as a church to help the underprivileged and sector of our city and of our nation. But before we do start, just an update of what happened this week. We just finished our discipleship day every Wednesday. So we're on a break now. Pagka may break, hindi po ibig sabihin wala na pong victory groups na nangyari dito. This is still open for victory groups, so you can still come here and have victory groups, pero kanya-kanya pong topic yung meron dito. This is also a time when we have breaks in our discipleship day na yung mga victory group leaders po natin, nagkakaroon po tayo ng mga trainings, whether it's in communication, in counseling, and we'll be offering a lot of trainings for our victory group leaders para mismo yung mga victory group leaders din natin nag-upgrade. No? So we just want to thank everyone who's been coming here every Wednesday wanting to be plugged into our victory groups. Hindi po totoo na 400 yung pumunta dahil may pagkain. Nagkamali po ako, sorry. Yung mga na-offend ko po last week, okay lang, 500 po dumating. Right. Dela ka lang. Okay, also, this week, our kids' church, age 8 to 12, they selected a few 8 to 12 years old to be part of our Fired Up. It's a spiritual boot camp wherein we train them about worship, the Holy Spirit, and moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Antindi po nung 3 days boot camp natin, no, with the kids. These are the parents laying hands on the kids and commissioning them really to be world changers. Ang kids church po natin, it's not a daycare center. No? We don't want you just to send your kids there dahil nandito po tayo. But really, our heart and our vision for our young people and our kids, okay, is literally to be world changers. Magkaroon sila ng vision na pwede silang gamitin ni Lord to actually go and make disciples and change this world. And I think it's the only strategy that God has given the church. To go and make disciples. Walang ibang strategy binigay ni Lord. Si Lord, kung gusto raw natin baguhin yung nation natin, we want to change the world, the Bible says, go and make disciples of all nations. Here's a letter. They had a part wherein meron silang letter from God. Sabi ni Pastor Bojo to all the kids who were there present, I want you right now to be quiet, and I want you to hear from God. And I want you to write down what you heard from God. And here was a letter written by an 8-year-old boy, and he says, here, my son, you will be a missionary to all nations. Preach my gospel and preach about the Bible. Tell them about me. I will protect you in your journey, even though they will kill you. Okay? You will get a reward from heaven. Amazing. An 8-year-old wrote this. Diba? Let's give God a big hand for that. You know, nandito yung pamilya niya nung morning, no? Tapos nakita nung lolo niya, sabi niya, apo ko yan? Apo ho niya yan, no? And magugulat ka lang, no, how the kids, my daughter joined this spiritual boot camp excited for 3 days, really wanting to go there and hear from God. And just the level of prayer that she had, she prayed for us last night. Alam mong may impartation na nabigay lang dun sa training na meron sila that they could actually hear from God. And really, galing lang. Sobrang amazing lang, no? And just want to thank Pastor Bojo and the whole Kids Church team really for working hard to all our volunteers sa Kids Church. Maraming salamat for training and preaching the gospel to our kids and discipling our kids. So kung meron po kayong mga kids, no, kung pwede sana, wag nyo silang papuntahin na dito sa adult service because they have their own programs there. We want them to really grow in the Lord, not just come here na bit-bit nyo lang dahil wala lang, dito lang sila. Okay, gusto natin may matutunan din sila doon. Unless, ang dami nilang natututunan sa akin. No? Pero, mas malamang marami silang matututunan doon. At saka yung spiritual family, ma-experience din nila. They would have friends who are of their age, who they could run with as they grow older. Ngayon mga barkada ko ngayon, no? Since youth days, magkasama kami. And it's just amazing if you start growing up with these people that nung kids ministry pa or youth ministry days up until now, we're working si Joash kasama ko yan, no? Youth ministry days pa up until now, after 3 years, no, we're still together, ano? Tapos mag-asawa na siya and everything, di ba? So parang amazing lang yung nakita mo nung grade 6 pa lang siya, ngayong binata tapos naging mama na, mamaya tatay na, tapos may bilbil na, tapos kita mo lahat, no? And so, amazing. Now, we'll go now to our series, Who Cares? And today, we'll look at the very nature of God. Kung bakit ba tayo may compassion ministry sa Victory? Okay? Kung bakit ba tayo tumutulong sa mahirap? Ba't may real life tayo? Diba? Bakit yung mga ibang leaders natin nag-start ng foundation dito sa city? And why we continue to help the poor and not neglect the poor? You know, with all the things happening in church, sa daming activities, ang daming pwedeng gawin, there's one thing we cannot neglect. It's to help the poor. I believe God has called every Christian, not just special groups of Christian, every believer of Christ, every disciple of Christ, every person who will go to heaven after they die, okay? Every person who goes to this church needs to take part in helping the poor, right? There's something, it's something so valuable na hindi lang po ito pang tulong lang na minsan pag feel natin tumulong, kundi magiging lifestyle siya sa atin. Ibig sabihin, magre-reflect siya sa monthly budget natin na meron tayong binibigay to help the poor. Now, it doesn't have to be a big amount, but just the lifestyle of helping the poor, it's automatic for us to think about the poor because that is what Christ has called us as a church to do. And today, we will look at the source of why we care and why He cares and the nature of God in relation with the poor people. So Matthew 9, verse 35 to 36, talks about Jesus going to different towns and preaching the gospel and teaching in the synagogues. They started healing every disease and sickness. Now, in verse 36, it says there, when He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. When Jesus went there and He saw the crowds, the rich and the poor, the healthy and the sick, all walks of life, when He saw the crowd, there was something that happened in Him. The Bible says He had compassion. Why? He saw that they were harassed and helpless. They saw that they were a group of people like sheep without a shepherd. No? And we look at this and we'll see something here. No? Now see, Jesus, when He looks at us, when He comes here and visits us, when He goes to the community and visits the community, ang target ni Jesus hindi lang yung spiritual. Ang target ni Jesus hindi lang na sana pumunta tayo lahat ng langit. He looks at us holistically. Lahat ng parte. Not just the spiritual, but also the physical and the emotional part of our life. The body, the soul, and the spirit. He looks at them. Kaya nga makita mo yung sa 5 loaves and 2 fish, after niya mag-preach, sabi ng mga disciples, Jesus, tapos ng showtime. Pauwi na natin. Hindi. Sabi niya, magugutom yan. Pakainin natin. Ay, wala tayong pagkain. Limang tinapay, tsaka 2 isda. No, we have to make them eat. Why? He was concerned not just with feeding them spiritually, but He wanted them to even be fed physically. Ganon si Lord. Holistic ang approach niya. Kaya nga tayo, hindi nakakatulong pag ang Kristiyano mahilig magsabi, God bless you, pero walang ginagawa to help the poor. May kakatok sa kotse mo, humingi ng pera, sa God bless you. Okay? Hindi, kailangan mo pakainin yan. Diba? Hindi mo pwedeng ang ministry to the poor mo is prayer lang. They've got to eat. Why? They won't listen to you. Why? They're hungry. Yun yung felt need nila. Kailangan nilang kumain. So, kailangan natin bigyan ng pagkain bago natin ma-affect yung spiritual nila. Kundi, ang tingin nila sa atin, plastic tayo. Ang galing mag-pray, pero hindi naman tumutulong. Right? That's what Christ is telling us in Scripture. You would see hundreds of Scripture from the Old to the New Testament where He commands the church to actually go and help the poor. Okay? So, when He was introduced in the Bible, in fact, when He was introduced in the Bible, grabbing introduction sa Kanya. Now, pagka in-introduce mo isang tao, napaka-importante yan. Before I became a pastor, I was a wedding host. I was a stand-up comedian and I was a wedding host. Kasi kulang sa stand-up comedy, kailangan mag-wedding host. Now, when I was in Bible school, so one of the things that's very important why you get paid as a wedding host or a host of an event is that you introduce the people right. That's your job. If you start to mispronounce the family name and the name and even the background of the person, nako, laking galit yan sa'yo ng mga organizer. Di ba kasi, kaya ka binayaran para basahin ang tamang pronunciation ng pangalan. Di ba? Ganyan yan. One time, debut host. voice-over lang muna bago ako lalabas. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's all welcome the debutant for the night, Miss Yet Uy. Example. Eh, sobra akong kabado kasi may director. Tindi, high-end debut, may director. As in, direct talaga. Tapos, so, kalingan mo nga, ganyan. All throughout the show, ang lakas niya magmura, ganyan. So ako, parang, nawawala ako sa element ko. Di ba? Kasi hindi ako sanay na may director kasi parang, wow, bigatin to, may director pa yung debut. Di ba? Ladies and gentlemen, the debutant for the night. Yay! Sobra ka ba ko, sabi ko. Ladies and gentlemen, you can now take your seat down. Ano ba? Sinisira mo? Sige. Diyan ka kasi. Di ba? Ibig sabihin, huwag kang magkakamali pag nag-i-introduce ka. At saka yung mga susunod na sasabihin mo after the first few minutes of the introduction. It is so important. Hindi pwede, di ba? Sabi ka na sabi ng pangalan. Minsan ganun, no? May nangyari na sa akin. May kinakasal ako, tapos nakalimutan ko yung pangalan. Nag-invento ata ako ng pangalan yung all the time. Parang ibang babae yung kinakasal niya, no? May kabit ba to? Di ba? So parang, yan yung mga no-nos na hindi mo pwedeng gawin. Ibig sabihin, napaka-importante how you introduce someone. When God was introduced in the scripture, you'll see how He was introduced. He was introduced this way. In Psalm 68, verse 4 to 5, it says, sing to God. Sing in praise of His name. Extol Him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before Him. His name is the Lord, a father to the fatherless. A defender of widows is God in His holy dwelling. When God was introduced in Scripture, yes, He was exalted high, but He was introduced as someone who identifies with the outcasts of this world. He was introduced as someone who would go and identify Himself with people that people don't care about. Sabi niya, I'm the defender of the widows. I am the father of the fatherless. Grabe, no? In another verse in Deuteronomy 10, it says, for the Lord your God is a God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the foreigners residing among you, giving them food and clothing. Sabi ng isang Old Testament Sri Lankan scholar, ang mga Diyos-Diyosan daw, the gods of this world, when they were introduced in all holy writings, not one wants to be identified with the outcast. Sino sa inyo dito nanood na kayo ng Divergent? You've watched Divergent. Di ba may ano sila, factions? Tapos kung hindi ka, may Divergent at saka may isa pa, yung factionless. Okay, ibig sabihin, hindi ka rin nila maano, wala kang faction, dito ka sa factionless. Hindi ka Divergent, kasi hindi ka weird, okay? Kaya factionless ka lang. Yung factionless, walang tumutulong diyan kundi yung isang faction lang, 'di ba? Tapos nagagalit sila na tinutulungan, feeling nila tamad yung mga factionless. Ibig sabihin outcast sila. Sabi ni Jesus, I don't identify with the other factions. I identify with the factionless. Not even the divergent. I call the divergent to disciple the factionless. But I am the defender of the factionless. Sabi mo, di ba, cool ba yun? Ikaw yung King of Kings, ikaw yung Lord of Lords. Kaya si Kate Winslet, ayaw niya. Di ba? Bakit? Gusto mo ma-identify ka doon sa sikat, sa magaling, sa mautang, hindi sa walang pera, sa madumi, hindi nagtatrabaho, walang opportunities ng mga tao. Why identify there when you say you're the king? But God says, no. I identify myself with the poor and the outcast. Tawag dyan, no, is the quartet of the vulnerables. Yung apat. The widows, the orphans, the foreigners, and those who are poor. Yan daw yung identification ni Lord. Pag ini-introduce siya, lagi niya sinasabi, Diyos ako ng mga mahirap. Diyos ako ng mga orphans. Ng mga foreigners. Lahat ng mga hindi natin tinitingnan with high honor, that's who I identify myself with. It's really a powerful concept if you think about it. If you're the God and you're the King and you want to be introduced as someone who identifies with them, it shows something about the nature of God. Now, why does God care for people? Number one is because God cares because He's compassionate. Nature niya, na compassionate siya. Yun yung laman loob niya. Okay? Yun ang laman ng ano niya, puso niya. He cares because his very nature is he's a very compassionate God. Kaya nga sa Matthew 9, nung nakita niyo yung tao, sabi niya, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. Now, yung original meaning ng word na compassion na ginamit sa Matthew 9 is a Greek word that I cannot pronounce. Okay? Because it's really long. Okay? Splanchinozomayong, whatever. Okay? And so, buti na lang di ako Greek theologian, pero ang ibig sabihin ng Greek word na ginamit dyan is that yung word na yon identifies with every part of your body, even to the lower parts, to the liver and to the intestine. Ibig sabihin, when God saw the crowd, He had compassion on them. The word, the Greek word that was used, pag tinagalog mo, dyan ako magaling. Pag tinagalog, ibig sabihin, may pinanguhugutan siya sa loob. Yung bituka, galing sa bituka. Ganun daw, when he saw them, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were harassed and helpless. Alam mo yung feeling pag may nakita ka, nang hina ka? Ganun. Nung nakita niya, he had compassion on them. Hindi ito yung nag-guilty ka kasi may pinanood ka sa YouTube video na isang batang mahirap. Tapos, di ba, yung kalagayan niya ganun. Tapos, iyak-iyak ka. Pag-iyak mo, ha. Tapos, shinare mo sa friends mo. Friends, watch this. This made me cry. Pre-nest release mo pa, compassionate ka, pero nanood ka lang. Di ba? Tapos, hindi ganun. It's not that kind of compassion. It is a compassion that comes from the inside. Every part of my body wants to help. I cannot not help. I need to do something about it. This is the very nature of God. When he sees the poor, he has compassion. There's something that he gets from the inside of him, deep down to his very soul. And he says, something must be done. Compassion is not just being moved emotionally after seeing a problem, but being moved to act in solving the problem. It is seeing a need and doing something about it. This is Doc Joey. He's the founder of Real Life Foundation. Si Doc Joey, missionary natin ngayon sa Brunei. Right? We started the church in Brunei. And he's a medical doctor in Brunei now. And we have a church in Brunei. But he was formerly the senior pastor of our church in Pasig. Ang dami po mga estudyante na pumunta dahil meron po tayong campus ministry at that time in the world's largest high school in the world, Rizal High School. So sabi ng church that we need to have a campus ministry in the world's largest high school. God gave that to us. And so, Doc Joey went and immersed himself with the people there. Kita niya. Kaya nung ni-start yung Real Life Foundation, dahil may dream siya na tulungan to at bigyan ng scholarship yung mga bata na nag-aaral, disciple ni Lord, bait, may future, wala lang pera. So sabi niya, why not start a foundation to help the scholars? And so this was years ago. Single pa ako nung ni-start to. Diba? And we've seen now thousands of students being funded, empowering their dreams. Now they've become fruitful members of our society. Kaya nga pagpunta ko pa ng Dubai, yung may nakasama ako sa linya ng buffet. Sabi ko, kilala kita, namumukha ka. Ay, taga Komembo, Makati po ako. Real life ka, no? Yung bata pa kami, magkasama kami ngayon, nasa Dubai na, mas malaki pa kinikita sa akin. Diba? Ibig sabihin, kayang gawin ni Lord eh. Now, kung walang naniwala dyan at walang nag-fund ng education niya, hindi yan makapunta doon. Walang opportunities na ganoon. Ngayon, fruitful disciple maker, fruitful, productive OFW natin. Why? Because somebody believed in that person. Somebody invested in, somebody had compassion enough to do something about it and not just cry. And not just tweet. Not just share. And not just like in Facebook. Ang bilis ng mga ganun eh. Bilis i-press release na compassionate tayo eh. Pero dapat nakikita yan. Budget mo. Oh. Meron ba dyan for the poor? Ay, wala. Okay. Okay, something's wrong here. Right? You're not really as compassionate as you project. There's nothing there that affects you. There's something there that comes from the bottom of our intestine and our hearts that would make us want to do something about the plight of our people. We need to do something about it. Si Lord, no, nature niya, compassionate. Nung Exodus, nung nagkakagulo sa ginawang slave yung mga Israelites, here was how it was mentioned in Scripture. The Lord says, I've indeed seen the mystery of my people, misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Parasites. Sabi niya, sa sob, nakita kong paghihirap, bababa ako. At gagawin ko ng paraan at bibigay ko sa kanila yung promised land. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me. I've seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh and bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Sabi niya, bababa ako. Bababa ako sa representation nino? Ni Moses. Nakita kong paghihirap. Now I am empowering the people of God to do something about it. I'm going down with the representation of my church to help those who are in need, those whose lives are in misery. That's the very heart of God. Sa Bible, sinabi sa Micah, no? 6:14 ba? God is a God of justice. He executes justice. Tapos dinikit yung justice sa word na mercy. Hindi ko na preach kasi last year preach ko na. Tingnan nyo na lang ulit sa YouTube. Pero ibig sabihin daw na, nung in-explain na si God is a God of justice, kala natin justice kasi is kunyari may pinatay tapos bigyan ng justice. Hindi, hindi lang yun. Justice pa lang, ibig sabihin, ang biblical sense ng justice, ang taong hindi naka-experience ng human rights niya, right of a home, right of education, right to eat, di ba, is suffering injustice. Sabi sa Bible, God is a God of justice and He commands His people to extend mercy to those who are being injustice or who are not experiencing justice. Grabe, no? Dinikit niya yung justice at saka yung mercy. Ganun dapat na tingin natin. So habang may tao na nakikita natin sa barangay natin o sa syudad natin na dysfunctional ang bahay, walang bahay, natutulog sa jeep, sexually abused na bata, walang edukasyon, it means there is injustice that abounds. Sino magbibigay? Nakinino solusyon? Wala sa gobyerno. Bakit? Wala nang PIDAP eh. Hindi lang, okay. Hindi sa gobyerno. Bakit? Limited ang gobyerno. Lahat gusto natin bigay sa mayor. Hindi masusold ng mayor yan sa daming problema. It would take millions. It would take not just millions of pesos, but thousands of volunteers to make a difference. The society, the government cannot do this alone. The church is called to do something about it. Kaya nga tayo tinawag light of the world. Tayong ilaw. Tayong gagalaw. Tayong magre-reach out doon. Bakit? Sila nga yung factionless eh. Wala nga gustong pumansin dyan eh. Bakit? Walang makukuha ang tao dyan. Hihingi lang yan. Yeah? Perwisyo lang yan. Pero hindi, tao yan eh. Ginawa ni Lord yan. Binigay yan sa atin. It is our responsibility as a church to do something about it. Psalms 146, sabi doon, God was being described here as one who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. So dinikit niya yung justice, no? To helping the poor. Who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. Inaangat daw niya, yung mga hindi na makatingin. He lifts those who are righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked He brings to ruin. Ang lakas nitong verse kasi dito, in the context, sabi niya, pero ang tao daw na hindi tumutulong sa mahirap is actually categorized as wicked. Someone who doesn't even care for the justice of this world. Somebody who doesn't even care to the people that nobody cares about. He says, it's wickedness. And who? Who will rise up? Sino ba? Tayo. Bakit tayo? Relate tayo eh. Kahit mayaman ka, relate ka dito. Bakit? Sabihin ko bakit ha? Nung wala ka pang Lord, spiritually, ano ka? You're harassed. You're helpless. You're like a sheep without a shepherd. It's us spiritually. So whether you're blessed and you're so rich, you don't know what to do with money anymore, and you sneeze money out,
You can actually relate to this. Why? Because spiritually, that's who we are and God saved us. Ganon tayo, walang may gusto sa akin. God doesn't even want me because of my sin. And that's why when Adam sinned, di ba? He said, depart from me. But by His grace, He reconnects with us. That's who we are. And now, we see a group of our nation, not just spiritually bankrupt, but physically, financially. What do we do about it? Goes deeper, no? Kaya nga sabi ko, we need to look at a person holistically. Hindi pwedeng spiritual lang. Hindi pwedeng bigay lang tayo ng track o one-to-one tayo, gutom yung tao, gutom yung bata, pakainin mo yan, hindi makikinig sa'yo. Mahimatay yan sa'yo. Somebody needs to feed them. Not short-term, long-term. Somebody needs to disciple, mentor, and train these people. Not just give aid on Christmas Day. So Job 31. Three verses lang to, no? Pero babasahin ko yung a few more verses prior to this. Okay, but prior to that, itong sabi no, sa Job 31. Sabi ni Job, if I've denied justice to one of my servants, whether male or female, when they have a grievance against me, what will I do when God confronts me? What will I answer when called to account? Ako, feeling ko, relate to, no? Lalo sa bahay, lalo na kung may kasambahay ka. Sabi ni Job, pag ako, hindi ko trinatrato na mabuti yung mga kasambahay ko, I don't pay them right, I don't feed them, I insult them, it's injustice. Sabi niya, if I do that, what happens? Yeah. Sabi niya, when they have a grievance, what will I do when God confronts me? God will confront us. What will I answer when called to account? If I have denied the desires of the poor or let the eyes of the widow grow weary, if I do nothing about the poor and the widow, if I've kept my bread to myself, not sharing it with the fatherless, but from my youth I reared them as father would, and from my birth I guided the widow, if I've seen anyone perishing for lack of clothing, or the needy without garments, and their hearts did not bless me for warming them with the fleece from my sheep, if I've raised my hand against the fatherless, knowing that I have influence in court, sabi ni Job, blessed na blessed ako. Kayang-kaya kong tulungan ng mga to. I'm blessed beyond measure. But if I do nothing about it, here's what he said. Dito na. Then let my arm fall from the shoulder. Let it be broken off at the joint. Putulin mo na lang ang aking arm, Lord. It's better if it's broken off. For I dreaded destruction from God, and for fear of His splendor, I could do no such thing. Because I know my God is a compassionate God, I can do no such thing to even neglect the poor. Then this also would be sins to be judged for. I would have been unfaithful to God on high. If I neglect the welfare of the people around me, especially the quartet of the vulnerables, the factionless, it says, I'm being unfaithful to God. Church, you don't have to curse God to be unfaithful to God. Just neglect the poor. Don't do something about it. That's how we become unfaithful to the Lord. Grabe, no? That's why the prayers, Lord, sana hindi lang kami dito magano, yung parang, eto na naman, di ba? Minsan nga, yung mga message na ganito ulit eh. Sige, sige, bigay ako 500 ngayon. Tamaan ako eh. Sana hindi ganun. Sana long term. Sana lifestyle, hanggang mamatay tayo, may tinutulungan tayong mahirap. Yeah. You know, and we, I'm telling you this, not because we're not even going to ask for money to help Real Life. We're not. Okay? 2% of our benevolence fund goes to Real Life every month, every week. Ibig sabihin, meron na po tayong fund. You know, automatic na, we've got to give to the poor as a church. The whole Victory Metro Manila gives 2% of the whole income of the church to fund the scholars. Pero alam mo, kulang pa rin, kahit 2%. Grabe, no? That's why we do Real Life runs and we do sponsorship and we get sponsorship from other people. Why? Because there are thousands waiting in line to become scholars. And why are we doing this? Okay? It's not because we'll ask money from you. No, no, no. We want you on your own to start praying, Lord, how can I get involved? Lord, how can I take part? Because I worship a God who's compassionate. I pray that I would get God's heart regarding this. Isa sa mga, one of the closest person who's very compassionate, closest to me, that's very compassionate, is my very own sister, si Arlene. Si Arlene is part of the board ng Right Start. Nag-start sila dito ng foundation. Yung mga batang kumanta dito last week was part of that foundation. Now, if you know my sister, kwento lang, no, background. Okay? Kami yung, tatay ko, laking probinsya, no? So, pero kami, laki na kami, ano, hindi na namin nadanas, we'd never experienced the hardship of my dad. Para kami, ano, second generation na kami na pagka, nung nabuhay kami, may bahay na, may TV na, may yaya na, may kotse na. Hindi na alam yung yung dinanas ng tatay ko. We've never experienced that. I remember when we were teenagers, our dad brought us to his province. Yung province niya sobrang backwards. As in, walang sementadong ano, kailangan mag-ano, yung vapor para tumawid yung kotse mo that mag-ano sa vapor to go to the side of his province. At that time, wala na kaming bahay sa probinsya, so nakikitulog lang kami. Nakitulog kami sa tito ko. E yung bahay ng tito ko noon, sobrang liit at saka sobrang backwards din, no? Ibig sabihin, pagkatulog mo, katabi mo, baboy, manok, tapos may ipis, ganyan. So, andun kami, ako lalaki naman ako, so cowboy lang, di ba? Sa bahay kubo. May guest room sila, bahay kubo. No? So, may bahay kubo. So, doon kami natutulog. Tapos yung ate ko noon, at that time, sabi ko, nasa kotse. Sabi ko, ba't ka sa kotse? Nakakaya ka, ano ka ba? Kahit naman mag-adjust tayo ng konti. Di ba? Tapos yung, alam mo yung kinakain mo, nakikita mo, pinapatay nila. yun yung, tapos kasama mo lahat ng bangaw sa Pilipinas. Tapos kumakain ka doon, di ba? Parang, Lord, sanctify the food, Lord. Di ba? Alam nyo, you know, all the provincial, ordinary provincial life, di ba? So, ang layo. Ngayon, di ko lubos maisip na yung ate ko, araw-araw, kasama mga mahirap. Identifies herself with the poor. Goes there every day. Hugs the kids. Goes with them. Holds their hand. Not caring about if the hands have virus or kailangan mag-alcohol sa bawat hawak. No, no. She's identified herself. And I said, where did she get that? Wala siyang panghugutan. In the past. Bakit? Lumaki siyang laki ng kwarto, may motive pa, di ba? May driver, may kotse, ilang beses ang araw kumakain, babait ng kapatid. Saan siya uhugot ng compassion for the poor? How come there's a shift that happened when we were teenagers and now that she's grown older, not old, older, where does she get the compassion? Hindi niya pwedeng kunin sa bituka niya eh. Wala eh. Ang bituka niya, saucy. Di ba? Pero bakit kaya niya na? Alam mo bakit? Kasi ngayon umuugot siya sa puso ni Lord eh. Yun yung shift. Kasi wala ka naman panghugutan eh. Yung found, yung director ngayon ng Real Life, si Lin Nawata, hindi Pinay, Hapon, Japanese. Hindi rin sanay yan sa hirap. Saan siya umuhugot? Para pumunta sa slum areas na habang baha nandoon. Nakikisaw-saw sa mga tao. Where can you get that? She didn't get that in Japan. She got it from the heart of God. God has a compassionate heart. And so they're able to change the world and help alleviate poverty. Why? Because they're holding on to the heart of God. God, in His very nature, is a very compassionate God. They're faithful to their Lord. Second thing is, God cares because He knows the condition of His people. Sabi sa Matthew 9, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Kahit na kayo ng taong harassed, Okay. Tingnan yung katabi niya, yung iba mukhang haras eh. No? Right. Yeah, medyo ganun, okay, to the nth degree, ang harassed. Okay. Ang harassed, ibig sabihin yan, weary, troubled, annoyed, ang bilis maasar. Bakit? Harassed eh. Hinaras ka, di ba? Pag hinaharas ka, ganun yung feeling. They're harassed and they're helpless. They're troubled and there's no solution. They're helpless. So when Jesus saw them, he said, they're harassed. They're not only harassed and wearied and troubled, they're helpless. There's no solution. Unless somebody helps, they're like sheep without a shepherd. Nakakita ka na ng kwarto na umalis yung teacher? They're like students without a teacher. Magulo yun. Diba? Nakakita ka na ng isang city na walang police? Isang grupo na walang leader? They're like sheep without a shepherd. They'll go everywhere. They start to die. Ganun daw yung sheep. Ang sheep, pag yung head sheep, naglalakad, tapos may cliff, tapos nahulog, anong gagawin nung nasa likod niya? Susunod. Hindi yung, bro, hindi niya tatawagin. Susunod yan. I love you! Yeah. Susunod. Why? They're leaderless. Jesus said, somebody has to lead these people. Somebody has to guide these people. And that's why he gathered the 12 disciples and said, from this day on, here's the job. Let's go and make disciples. The way to fight poverty is for the church to do what it's called to do. To not neglect the poor, to disciple all people in all walks of life, rich or poor. Let's do our part. We've got to do something about it. Pag sinabing like sheep without a shepherd, ibig din sabihin yan, fatherless. Walang tatay. Yeah. Society natin, number one epidemic in the world is fatherlessness. And you know, sad to say, sociological terms, walang term for fatherlessness. It's the number one problem, but we don't have a name for it up until now. Grabe, no? Kaya walang solusyon. Nobody's stepping up. And it's the church that needs to step up. It's the church that needs to do its part, to do something. Something must be done because Jesus is committed to meet the greatest needs of the people, to be the shepherd who will heal them, lead them, and save them. Lynn Niwata, our director, our real-life director, says, ultimately, the reconciliation of key relationships that compromise, that comprise, okay, poverty alleviation cannot be done without people accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. At the end of the day, okay tumulong, pero pag di natin disciple, hindi masosolusyonan yan. Tumulong ka lang. Pinataba mo lang. Pero walang change. Walang transformation. Ganun nangyari sa marami sa atin. Kailan tayo tutulong? Christmas. Yeah. Pag bumagyo, tulong. Pero hindi tayo tutulong pag walang ganun. We cannot do it short term. Hindi pwede lahat ng plano natin bigay lang. Dole out. Long term yan. Parang si Lord, long term sa atin. Di naman sabi ni Lord, ligtas ka na, pwede ka na mamatay. Hindi. Di ba? He matures us. He grows us. The same way with poverty. It's the same way in helping the poor and the widows and the fatherless. You can't just say, oh here, accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Okay ka na. Hindi, alagaan mo yan. Matigas ulo niyan. Yeah. Galing yan sa School of Hard Knocks. Okay. Ibig sabihin, mahirap yan. Madugo yan. Million-million kailangan mo dyan. Taon-taon para tulungan yan. Sabi, eh, pwede pong bigay na lang natin sa iba? Yun nga eh, pagbibigay natin sa iba, sino pang tutulong? Wala nang tutulong. Tayo may gospel. Tayo makakaintindi kasi galing tayo doon spiritually. And we're given that opportunity by the Lord to do something about it. I want us to end really with a prayer before the Lord. I want us to check our hearts. Lord, may ginagawa nga ba ako? Long term. Lord, does it reflect in me the compassionate heart of God? You know, my prayer is that each and every one of us, including myself, tulad na nakita ko kay Lynn Nawata, sa ate ko, sa iba pang mga medyo philanthropist ang nature nila, saka sa mga taong hilig lang tumulong. Sorry, may isa pa akong kwento, no? Meron tayo dito, isang member natin, si Sister Emmy, every week pumupunta sa Correctional for Women. So, ginagawa niya doon, since walang pumupunta doon, siya na lang pumupunta doon, nagano sila, nag-victory group. Pero sa kanya special, tawag nila cell group. No? Doon sila sa selda. Di ba? Walang nag... Sino magmamahal dyan? Walang papansin dyan. Walang pondo dyan. She goes there every week. You know what's funny is that Sister Emmy has a 9-to-5 job. She takes time in her day off to go there and spend an hour, hour and a half with the women in the correctional. You know, something must be done. She's not rich. She doesn't have millions. But she has the compassionate heart of God. May pinanghugutan siya. Hindi dahil nakulong siya dati. Hindi. Kinuha talaga kay Lord eh. Yun yung prayer eh. Kunin natin kay Lord yan. Okay. Yeah, that's where we get it. The compassion that would flow out of us is a compassion that we get from the heart of God. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you very much. Thank you because you are a compassionate God. It is your compassion and your grace that save us from sin. It is your compassion that save us from hell. It's your compassion that save us from sin. And Lord, you've called us because of your compassionate heart to do something about the plight of our brothers and sisters who are poor. Lord, who are factionless. Those who know nobody cares about. Lord, I pray, Lord, that starting today, there will be a shift in our hearts. There will be transformation from our hearts, not coming from guilt, because we've heard another message on how we can help the poor. It would come, Lord, from us drawing from the compassionate heart of God to help the poor. Lord, that it would be a lifestyle for us, that we will set aside and sometimes even give sacrificially. And Lord, sometimes we don't even need to start with foundations. We could start in our own household, sa mga kasama namin sa bahay na nangangailangan. Lord, I pray that you would use us. Make us people who would be generous. Make us people, Lord, who would have a heart for the poor. Give us your heart, Lord. Give us your heart, Jesus. I pray, Lord, that starting today, Lord, transform our hearts. So that we would love even those whom the world has categorized as unlovable. Give us a new heart. Give us a compassionate heart. Lord, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, before we end, just one last thing. Just an encouragement for everyone, especially for those whom all your family member goes here at church. Sana sometime during the week or even tonight sa dinner, mapag-usapan nyo to. Tapos gawa tayo ng plano as a family on how we can actually help the poor. Right? Gather your kids, if they're from kids' church or if they're teenagers. Right? Challenge them. Here's the guideline I always give to people who wants to give. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. It means you start there. You start by giving what's cheerful for you. Set aside monthly. Kung 500 yan monthly, 300 yan, 100 pesos, 50 pesos, basta masaya ka. Tabi mo yan. Start giving cheerfully and set aside that budget to help the poor. Okay? Ibig sabihin, pati mga anak natin, sabihin ko sa panganay ko, magkano bibigay mo to help the poor? 2 pesos, that's good. Start there. But make sure they give out of a cheerful heart, that they would grow up loving to help the poor. Para maka-raise up tayo ng mga generous givers who would not just know, who would not just make their money grow, but would actually give away money to those who are in need. Alright? Right? Sa mga singles, ganun din. Kausapin mo sarili mo. Alright? Really, talk. Decide on your own. Diba? Alam ko, may singles getaway. Kailangan mag-down payment. 6,000, ang hirap. Kaya nga, kulang ka na ngayon. Magbigay ka na rin. Kulang ka rin naman eh. Diba? So, bigay ka kahit 50 pesos, 100 pesos. Diba? And let God bless you as you bless those who are in need. I know you're in need. Some of the singles here, you're in need. But it's good to know when you start to see they're in need more than you are in need. Right? Can we just all stand up? Let me just bless you. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, may you bless each and every one of us. May we be the church that will be a light in our city. Use our hands, use our money, use our talents, our gifts to bless the poor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you next week as we continue our series, Who Cares?
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.